You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. The evidence contained in the transcript of the trial of the century or the trial of the millennium, where Obama was found guilty of the greatest election fraud in the history of elections, where he was found not only not to be a natural born U.S. citizen, where he was found to be ineligible to be president, guilty of fraud and a huge, huge conspiracy. He never did attend Columbia University. The degree he claims to have received or did receive from Columbia University is 100% fraud, and that was proven beyond any reasonable doubt. But the colossal fraud and conspiracy of the illegal president, Barack Hussein Obama, the transcript of that trial is set to be released this week. And regardless of what anybody would say or try and marginalize that trial in any way, the evidence is still the evidence. And you should try and get a copy of that transcript, read it, do your homework, be informed on this, because this issue intensifies all the other problems in this Antichrist world today. It's very important. It's a big deal. No matter who would try to say that this trial was a mock trial or wasn't legal or wasn't constitutional. You know, when they say things like that, they really are professing ignorance of the U.S. Constitution. And regardless of whoever would try to marginalize or say that trial was a mock trial, no matter who would try to discount that trial and say that it's non-binding for whatever reason, the point is that the evidence is still the evidence. Here America goes to war with Saddam Hussein, and now they got Hussein in the White House running the war, supposedly. But anyhow, there was a 20-count indictment that was given by the grand jury on April 10th of 2010. And the defendants, Barack Hussein Obama, Columbia University, and Michael Sovereign, were indicted, and they were duly served with the indictment by April 15th of 2010. Now, the prosecution decided not to prosecute the indictment counts that involved treason and espionage. But that still left 13 counts which were tried and which were heard in open court. And I think it's very interesting what instructions were given to the jury by Judge Unger after the presentation of the evidence and the closing argument of the prosecution. Here's what Judge Unger said. He said, the charges relating to mail fraud and swindles, conspiracy to commit mail fraud, fraud by wire, television, and radio, obstruction of justice, all of these charges relate to the issue of whether or not Barack Hussein Obama, or the alleged President Barack Hussein Obama, has lied or acted in any way to hide any facts that would indicate that he is not a natural-born citizen. And I would point out that natural-born citizen is a condition precedent to being the President of the United States. In law, that would be the same as a lawyer having to be admitted to the bar in order to be a lawyer to practice law. If he were never admitted to the bar, he might be pretending to practice law, but indeed, he would certainly not be lawfully practicing law. He would be guilty of several crimes, and he couldn't even be disbarred or removed from the bar or have his license to practice law revoked, because how could you disbar a lawyer who has never been admitted to the bar in the first place? And likewise, he went on to say, likewise, an interesting question arises. If being a natural-born citizen is a condition precedent in order under our Constitution to be president of the United States, which it certainly is, therefore you cannot even impeach him, because you can only impeach the president of the United States, just like you cannot disbar a lawyer who was never a lawyer in the first place. And so all the other charges are all really revolve around this issue. And if you find beyond a reasonable doubt that Barack Hussein Obama is not only not a natural-born citizen as required by the Constitution, but indeed has acted in any way to hide that from the public, to hide that fact, then you must find him guilty. Judge Unger then read the counts of the grand jury presentment which had been tried and upon which the jury was asked to deliberate and conclude a guilty or not guilty verdict. And then he went on to instruct the jury just prior to their deliberations. He said, before I get to sedition, let me just state the same criteria exists with regard to various charges against Columbia University. If they were aiding and abetting or part and parcel of the failure to get the facts to the American people, part and parcel of obstructing the facts and hiding the facts and concealing the facts and not cooperating in the investigation of those facts in any way, then indeed Columbia is also sharing in that guilt. So with regard to all the charges other than sedition, you would be required to find him guilty of the act of fraud or concealment or hiding or misstating. And all those charges, if you will, are based on that leg of the foundation. Without that leg, everything collapses. So that leg is needed for the rest to stand up. Now, in terms of the charges of seditious conspiracy, under 18 U.S.C. 2384, it reads, if two or more persons in any state or territory or in any place subject to the jurisdiction of the United States conspire to overthrow, put down, or destroy by force the government of the United States, or to levy war against them, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States, or by force to seize, take, or possess any property of the United States contrary to the authority thereof, they shall each be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. Now, I point out that by definition, the President of the United States is the Chief Executive Officer of the United States, the CEO, if you will, with the power of enforcing the law. So, indeed, he certainly has the power of force, whether it be with federal troops inside the United States or outside the United States. And I'm just going to read to you what the presentment says. This is now not the law. This is the allegation, the presentment of the indictment, which states Barack Hussein Obama did conspire with John Deutsch, Leon Panetta, Rahm Emanuel, and Bill Clinton, and did violate the above law in that each has knowingly approved of and participated in a plan known as the professional system, which was developed for Bill Clinton with the purpose of developing a KGB-type security force to suppress political enemies, in essence, attempting to use the authority of the government, the CIA and the FBI, to overthrow the same by intimidating and otherwise suppressing opposition. By example, he did authorize without probable cause and did attempt to suppress, hinder, and delay and abate the right of free speech of James Manning, among others, by causing members of the CIA, FBI, and New York police force to visit him at a church to question him about his statements in opposition to Obama, with no arrest being made, no charge of actual criminal activity being given. And that is the presentment with regard to that particular count. And I've instructed you to be provided with the whole presentment of indictment so that you can read it for yourself. And obviously, no one, including me, could memorize what it says. So you'll have it there so you can refer to it when you want. And I'd like to thank you for your service. It's certainly beyond the call of duty, as they say, and I don't mean that as a cliche or bromide, but I mean it sincerely. Without people like yourself, this country would never have come into existence, and it will surely perish. Thank you. I think we can leave the jury to deliberate. So the jury then deliberated the counts of the 13 charges which had been tried by the prosecution. And what follows is a listing of the charges and counts of the indictment which were tried, along with the verdict rendered by the jury on the counts of the indictment, which was tried in open court in Harlem, New York, May 14th through 18th, Judge Bob Unger presiding. Yeah. Oh, it's astonishing. It's astonishing the level of conspiracy and fraud here. It really is. And intimidation is the whole name of the game. Count three was for mail fraud and swindles. And the verdict on count three against Barack Hussein Obama was guilty. And that carries a $1 million fine or imprisonment of not more than 30 years or both. And they found him guilty. Okay? Count four was conspiracy to commit mail fraud. And the verdict on count four, conspiracy to commit mail fraud against Columbia University, they were found guilty. Count five was fraud by wire, radio, and television. And the verdict on count five on that fraud by wire, radio, and television against Barack Hussein Obama was guilty. Count six, conspiracy to commit fraud by wire, radio, and television. The verdict on count six, that conspiracy to commit fraud by wire, radio, and television against Columbia University, they were found guilty. Count seven was obstruction of justice. And the verdict on count seven for obstruction of justice against Columbia University, again, was guilty. Count number eight was conspiracy to defraud the United States government and obstruct justice. And the verdict on count eight for that conspiracy to defraud the United States government and obstruct justice against Columbia University, they were again found guilty. Count 13, disclosure of classified information. And the verdict on that count 13, disclosure of classified information against Barack Hussein Obama, he was found guilty. Count 14, the conspiracy to disclose classified information, the verdict on count 14 of that conspiracy to disclose classified information against Columbia University, they were found guilty. Count 15, government seals unlawfully used, and the verdict on that count 15 of government seals unlawfully used against Barack Hussein Obama, he was found guilty. And count 16 was conspiracy to violate 18 U.S.C. 1017 by blatantly and willfully concealing the identity of Barack Hussein Obama as a foreign national and not a natural-born citizen, the Columbia University did knowingly and willingly aid and abet him in criminal violation of 18 U.S.C. 1017. That verdict on count 16, that conspiracy, 18 U.S.C. 1017, Columbia University was found guilty. And then count 17 involved violation of New York State Education Law, Section 224. And the verdict on count 17 of that violation of New York Education Law against Barack Hussein Obama, he was found guilty. And count 18 involved Columbia University violation of the New York State Education Law 224. And on that count 18 of the violation by Columbia University of New York State Education Law, Section 224, they were found guilty. Count 19 involved collusion and conspiracy against Michael Sovereign, who served as president of Columbia University from 1980 through 1983, who was one of the specific agents of Columbia who colluded and conspired with Columbia University and Barack Obama, and who actually oversaw the execution on behalf of Columbia University for its crimes delineated in counts 2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, and 18 of the indictment. The verdict on count 19 against Michael Sovereign for collusion and conspiracy relative to the crimes in those counts 4, 6, 7, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, and 18 is guilty. And then count number 20 for seditious conspiracy against Barack Hussein Obama under 18 U.S.C. 2384. If two or more persons in any state or territory in any place subject to the jurisdiction of the United States conspire to overthrow, put down, or to destroy by force the government of the United States, or to levy war against them, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States, or by force to seize or take or possess any property in the United States. And we had over 100,000 illegal foreclosures just last month in the United States. Contrary to the authority thereof, they shall each be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. And the verdict on that count 20 of seditious conspiracy against Barack Hussein Obama under 18 U.S.C. 2384 was guilty. Michael Sovereign was president of Columbia University in that time frame when Obama was alleged to attend that university. And if the trial proved one thing, absolutely airtight, was Obama never set foot in Columbia University. They gave him a phony degree. You and I were just as qualified as Obama to get a degree in political science from Columbia University. He never set foot there. And it is a CIA cover-up. But you see, he used that phony degree from Columbia to get into Harvard Law School. So his degree from Harvard Law School is a fraud. And the big deal, what the trial proved and the evidence shows so clearly, Obama is not even a U.S. citizen. He's an illegal alien, probably either a citizen of Kenya, possibly the United Kingdom, but most likely he is a citizen of Indonesia. He is not even a U.S. citizen. He's an illegal alien. So, you know, they can say what they want to about this trial, but I think anybody reading the transcript, see, this was no mock trial. This was no kangaroo court. This was a legal, constitutional trial in every respect. No matter what, the evidence is still the evidence. So anyhow, if you go to Manning's website, you got to be really, really careful downloading the transcript there, because the Obama net goons are hacking Manning's at-law website unbelievably. Almost any link you click there, you'll get a virus to just totally wipe out your computer if you don't have really good virus protection equipment. However, If you are interested in having a copy of the transcript, I know a way you can get a copy of that transcript without any fear of getting a virus, at least as of now. God only knows what Obama's net goons are going to try and do next. But the long and the short of it, they really can't do much anymore. You know, because this thing, enough people now have copies of the transcript. They have totally nuked the prince of the power of the air ignorance excuse, okay? There is no media, no senator, no representative, no Supreme Court justice, no member of the Justice Department in the United States that can plead ignorance now. They just cannot plead ignorance. And the evidence is still the evidence. You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshoreword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.